Amid growing concerns over Moscow's military buildup along the border with Ukraine, President Biden speaks by phone this afternoon with Ukraine's President Zelensky. The conversation comes days after President Biden told Russia's Vladimir Putin the United States and its allies will respond decisively if Russia further invades Ukraine. Corey Shockey directs foreign and defense policy at the American Enterprise Institute. She tells WTOP tactical analysts at her think tank don't believe Putin intends to actually invade Ukraine.
In their judgment, Putin is using this large show of force and the vituperative rhetoric in the hopes of being able to get an agreement for long-term stationing of Russian military forces in Belarus in order to try and affect the Ukrainian elections that are coming up next year, to try and get preemptive concessions from the West, or even to be able to fracture the NATO alliance between those willing to defend Ukraine and those more hesitant about extending guarantees beyond NATO's membership.
Would invasion be far too expensive for Putin to afford?
I think the honest answer is it depends on whether it's a smash grab and retreat, an invasion of limited objectives, or an attempt to occupy Ukraine. And if either of the latter two, I judge the Russians are underestimating the willingness of Ukrainians to mount an insurgency that drives the costs up to the Russians of any attempt to occupy or take hold of Ukraine.
You kind of walked me up to my next question. What is different in Ukraine now than even a year or two ago? Why are they in a much stronger position?
Vladimir Putin has been the father of Ukrainian national identity. The threats, the pressure, the seizure of Crimea, the stoking of insurgency in the Donbass has really created a sense of Ukrainian national identity and a Ukrainian desire to be free of Russia's influence and part of the West. They're working on anti-corruption campaigns. They're working on good governance and the willingness of Western countries to help train, equip, and improve the Ukrainian military. Both the Canadians and the United States have military forces in Ukraine right now, training the Ukrainians. Several NATO allies have contributed weapon systems to Ukraine. So Russia was able in 2014 to seize Crimea and stoke violence in eastern Ukraine. But the Ukrainian military is a lot more capable now than they were then. 24% of Ukrainians in a recent poll expressed a willingness to take up a gun and fight Russians should they invade. That's actually a really impressive commitment to civil organization in the face of state military forces.
Corey Shockey directs foreign and defense policy at the American Enterprise Institute. She was on Skype. Stay with us on WTOP as we closely follow the Russia-Ukraine story.